Are scientists and volcanologists confirming what the Bible has foretold regarding volcanic eruptions taking place in the last days prior to the coming of the Lord? That's what we're going to talk about and tackle on today's podcast. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, guys? It is Thursday, November the 16th. We want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines, and it's good to be back in the studio. As many of you guys know, we were off. We were supposed to be off for a whole week, but weather did not permit. We were spending time with our family and for Thanksgiving a little bit early. We went down to South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. It was very cold and rainy. So the good side of it was everything that we did indoors was great because there was no lines and it was the off season. There was no lines, no wait. So that was excellent. But the trip was cut a little bit short because of the weather. So there wasn't really a lot of activities outdoors. So it was kind of rough for the for all the kids involved and not being able to go to the beach and whatnot. So, but we had, nevertheless, we had a good time. It was a very refreshing time. And we're back a little bit early. We're going to be with you tonight and tomorrow night. And then we'll be off for the weekend and we should be here all next week. Probably be taking off Thursday for Thanksgiving. So we'll be broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday next week. So tonight, before we get started, guys, if you've not downloaded a free app, I want you to do that today. You can get it available on Apple and Android. Again, depending on what your device is, go to your Play Store, download the app, hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be good to go. For you guys who have the app already, I would love for you to stick around at the end of this broadcast because we have some updates I want to give you. We're working with our tech team. We are aware of some issues going on, and this happens when you're dealing with software and you're dealing with technology. You get these hiccups, and we're working on to try to get these corrected and fixed. So please stick around and we'll give you a little bit of update on that. So until the meantime, I want to talk about this volcano that is set and it is imminent to erupt at any moment. And that is what's going on in Iceland. Now, this is from the dailymail.com. I thought this was absolutely intriguing. Listen to this. This is the absolute headline. For you guys that are listening by Apple or by Spotify, I'm going to read this to you. Quote, time's finally up. Iceland's impending volcanic blast marks the start of centuries of eruptions. As one region is hit by over 1,100 new quakes, by the time this is reported, it's going to be up more than that, I'm sure. So far, these earthquakes have even split houses apart and created gapping chasms.
There is now a state of emergency in Iceland, where officials say there's a significant likelihood of a volcanic eruption near the world-famous Blue Lagoon in the next few days. This follows a wave of earthquakes, about 1,000 of them yesterday morning. The town of Grindavik had to be evacuated over the weekend. And American embassy officials are noting volcanic hazards could include lava, toxic gases, and heavy smoke from fires that are ignited by lava.
Iceland's looming volcano blast is, look at this headline, guys, is just the beginning of a new era of volcanic eruptions that will last centuries. With the buildup of magma beneath the coastal town of Grindavik, excuse me, signaling that more is to come. Again, this is a new warning from scientists and even volcanologists. The Fagradalsfjall volcano, I hope I pronounced that right, in this peninsula of Iceland is threatening to erupt, with Iceland's Met Office saying that the likelihood of a volcanic eruption is high and could happen at any time in the coming days.
The Earth's crust splitting open at the surface, and it's probably only the beginning.
Oh my gosh!
Residents and visitors in Grindavik have seen hundreds of tremors. The violent rumbling cracking roads, buildings, and infrastructure, sparking a state of emergency and the evacuation of thousands, like Hans Vera.
We are a little bit desperate, a little bit paralyzed, and sad, actually.
It's a powder keg ready to blow. The Meteorological Office fears with a significant likelihood of an eruption any day in a country with 33 active volcanic systems. In 2010, eruptions on the island caused massive disruptions to air travel in Europe. And tourists from around the world regularly flock here to witness the majestic lava flows. But this time, locals can't take any chances, fleeing with what they can grab. For now, the silence of anticipation is deafening.
But we are still waiting. It is a danger. We are expecting it, but we don't know when.
This volcano, according to the report, has been dormant for 800 years. A 2021 eruption marked the start of a new cycle of volcanic activity, and now Cambridge volcanologist Clive Oppenheimer says that blast may have kicked off a new eruptive phase which could last for centuries. A researcher at the University of Iceland's Nordic Volcanological Center recently told Live Science that time is finally up. Very interesting term there. We can get ready for another few hundred years of eruptions on the Rijksjaars. This region has been rattled by over 1,100 new earthquakes since last week, with experts warning that magma is rising ever closer to the Earth's surface, fueling fears of an imminent volcanic eruption. For you guys that are watching the visual of this, on your screen in front of you, you can see this massive crack, these massive chasms, these openings that are opening up in the road. They're opening up in villages. They're opening up in fields. They're even splitting residentials. They're cracking foundations and cracking homes. This is, if you've ever seen the movie, what was it, 2012? This, if you remember that scene, you saw these scenes like this where the road would open up. It was almost like surreal stuff. Here's another picture. Again, these are huge cracks that have opened up in the main road there in Iceland. Look at the size of that crack opening up. Here's an individual standing here in the road. Look at the size of these cracks opening up. Here is along the side of a building. This is the foundation of a building that's cracking to the point where it's splitting apart. Then you go down here. Again, here's another video where it's showing you a house, where a home, the walls. Could you imagine? Look at this. The walls are cracking open, and separating there. This is, again, more pictures that have been sent in here. Here's another headline. Listen to this. Iceland is on the edge, waiting for volcanic eruption amid mere fears. Rivers of lava could hit power plant after giant crack tears through town. Thousands are evacuated, and over 700 more earthquakes since yesterday. Look at this next part. With unholy sounds. Again, this is not something that I came up with. This is an actual headline from the Daily Mail. Unholy sounds coming up from the earth, coming up from these chasms and these openings where these massive cracks are opening in the earth.
Guys, what is going on?
Strange sounds are being heard around the world. In Sweden, this sure sounds like a trumpet. In Michigan, another trumpet-like sound. In British Columbia, Canada, Dr. Glenn McPherson says he heard a strange humming sound in his home. At first, he thought it was an appliance.
Ultimately, I cut the power to the entire house, and the sound got louder.
Then he discovered he was not alone.
This is, in fact, a worldwide phenomenon, and I'm calling it the worldwide hum.
Check out his Hum Map Data project. To date, some 17,000 civilians and scientists from around the world who call themselves hummers have reached out to him, saying they heard the same thing.
According to Matthew James Roberts, who is the director of the Service and Research Division at Iceland's Meteorological Office, said, quote, we believe that this intrusion is literally hovering, sitting in equilibrium now just below the Earth's surface. Quote, we have this tremendous uncertainty now. Will there be an eruption? And if so, quote, what sort of damage will occur? Now, according to another report, it appears that it is imminent. When and if this thing erupts, it could last for weeks. Expert warns as 2,800 earthquake tremors have been detected in 24 hours amid fears imminent explosion could absolutely obliterate the town. Now, according to Newsweek, there has been 19 volcanoes, guys, 19, that have erupted at the same time. Now, this was dated November 14th when this article, when we published this article on intimeheadlines.org, intimeheadlines.com. And according to this report, there has been 19 eruptions, and the list does not include all of the erupting volcanoes that is taking place. The new volcanic eruptions have some people voicing their concerns on social media. Volcanoes erupt simultaneously in Italy, Iceland, Japan, Mexico, Russia, the Philippines. Again, all of these are erupting at the same time. Now, of course, there's going to be a group of individuals out there that say this is nothing new, this is normal, this is common. But again, we know according to Romans chapter 8, there will be birth pains and they will increase in the earth. The earth will continue to travail and it's only going to get stronger. It's only going to get more prevalent and it's only going to get more dangerous as we approach the end of the age and the last days. Now, consequently, as of the reporting of this, I found this to be intriguing. Live Science reported that a super volcano mega beds were recently discovered at the bottom of the sea and point to catastrophic events in Europe that take place every 10 to 15,000 years. So again, anybody think that's intriguing that right in the midst of all of these volcanic eruptions, you have a volcano that's been laid dormant for 800 years and now it's erupting and scientists and volcanologists are all warning that this is the beginning of a new era. That time has run out. We're going to see this massive increase of volcanic eruptions. And then consequently, four huge deposits from a supervolcano eruption, or plural tense, eruptions, over the past 40,000 years have been discovered at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. Now, guys, I don't want to get hung up on the 10,000, 15,000, 40,000 year that mark there, because you've got the young earth creationists and you got the old earth creationists. You got people who believe in the gap theory. You got, again, there's ages past, ages present, ages future tense. I don't want to get into all that debate on this. Here's what we know that I believe we can come as a medium ground, and we can come and we could come in the middle and meet in the middle of the young age versus old age theory. And that is, regardless of how you slice this, these huge deposits that have been recently discovered are very old, and they give us a track record that of these mega beds that have been discovered at the bottom of the sea have indicate that there has been catastrophic events, plural tense, that has taken place in Europe, and it's on a cyclical pattern. In other words, every so many years, it's going to erupt again. Are we? The question is, I'm going to go back to the Daily Mail piece. Has time finally run out? Is this cycle coinciding with what Christ told us? Is it coinciding with the prophet Joel and what he told us? What about Peter? And you say, what did Joel say? What did Peter say? What did Christ say? We're going to get to that at the end of this. I want to give you the information first, and then we're going to give you the revelation last. According to Live Science, huge megabeds from ancient supervolcanic eruptions are hiding at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. Their discovery points to a cycle, somebody say cycle, of catastrophic events that appear to strike the region every, and again, here's the number they're throwing at us, do what you want with it, every 10 to 15,000 years. These megabeds are huge submarine deposits that form in marine basins as a result of catastrophic events like volcanic eruptions. The researchers discovered the beds while investigating deposits at the bottom of the Tyrrhenian Sea. I believe that's how you pronounce that. And again, that's near the coast of Italy, close to a large underwater volcano. And by the way, in that same region, Mount Etna, which is an active volcano, has also completely erupted As on Sunday, it sent volcanic ash thousands of feet into the air, and the lava fountain coming out of the volcano was somewhat mesmerizing, according to locals. Quote, the Mount Etna volcano began erupting again on the island of Sicily on Sunday, sending ash miles into the sky and raining down on Catania. Italy's National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology said the eruption began on Sunday, sending a lava fountain into the air. The eruptive column is estimated to be more than 14,700 feet above sea level. Since early October, Etna has been showing signs of eruptive activity in the southeast crater. Activity began increasing in the past few days, with explosions occurring every second before the volcano erupted again. I want to go back to this Live Science article. According to this report, this research team that discovered these super volcanic hotbeds, these beds under the ocean that indicate catastrophic events thousands of years ago, and it was caused by cataclysmic super volcanic eruptions. According to this research from this team, they looked at known volcanic activity in the region to determine the source of the mega beds. The region where the beds formed is extremely active volcanically and includes the Campi Flegrei supervolcano, which has been rumbling recently. Did you hear that? So here's a supervolcano in Europe that is rumbling back to life. You've got Etna's erupting. You've got, what is it, 17 other volcanoes erupting, including this Icelandic volcano, and even Mount St. Helens, which blew in the 1980s, is also showing signs of rumbling back to life as well. The oldest mega bed, according to these researchers, formed after a huge eruption from this Campi Flegrei, I believe that's how you pronounce that, 39,000 years ago. Again, whatever. One of the largest known eruptions on the Earth. The same eruption may also have created the second bed, as the layer between the two is just 3.2 feet, indicating a relatively short interval between the two events. So the bottom line, guys, is appears to be indicators. And now you've got scientists, you've got these experts, you've got these volcanologists that are all ringing the bells, telling us that there is, not only is there major volcanic activity happening in the earth, but again, we could be seeing the marks of the beginning of, quote, centuries of eruptions as we're entering into a major active cycle of volcanic eruptions. Now, I believe this is absolutely prophetic. If you go to the prophet Joel, and you go to chapter 2, the prophet tells us that in the latter days, in the last days, and this is confirmed by Peter, who reiterates what Joel prophesied, on the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up when the outpouring of the Holy Ghost took place, and he recites Joel. In the prophecy of Joel, not only did he say that there would be this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which scholars, again, will tell you this is the former rain or the first rain, the latter rain that is mentioned by James, the Apostle James in the New Testament, that latter rain will be falling in the last days. And both of these are significant because it symbolizes this outpouring of the Holy Ghost that will impact sons and daughters, young and old, men and women. So in the midst of this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, in verse 30, the Lord reveals to the prophet Joel that before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, I said before, not after, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, there will be wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you this, verse 30 and verse 31 have multiple, let me rephrase this. It has many prophetic layers to this. It's like an onion. You could just keep peeling layers. Number one, the prophet tells us that there will be wonders in the heavens and in the earth. So this coincides with what Jesus said in Luke 21 and Matthew 24, where he said there will be great and fearful sights from heaven. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Okay. Then he says on the earth, you're going to see blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. Most sound theologians that I sat under, that I've studied under, agree that this is all indications of a volcanic eruption, or I should say volcanic eruptions, plural tense. And as a result of these eruptions, the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. But again, the reason why I said this is like an onion that can be peeled and keep peeling more and more prophetic revelatory layers of this is because blood moons and solar eclipses, by the way, blood moons look as though the blood is, as the moon is blood, excuse me, and solar eclipses look like the sun turning into darkness. So again, you see these prophetic layers. So, and again, that coincides with wonders in the heavens. So the bottom line is, friends, the prophet said, when you start seeing all these things happening simultaneously, and you start seeing these quote unquote cycles of all these events taking place all simultaneously at the same time, this is a major indicator of a major prophetic event. And being that we have seen everything that's happened, we have seen the wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. We've seen the restoration of the nation of Israel. They were reborn as a nation in 1948. Jerusalem was reinstated as the capital in 1967. You've had the former outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2, prophesied by the prophet Joel in Joel chapter 2. You've got all the technology that's here that Daniel talked about in Daniel and in his writings, that knowledge shall be increased and many shall run to and fro. The system of the beast, buying, selling, and trading without something being put in the right hand and in the forehead. You have the technology for the image of the beast that will be worshipped. When you put all of these things together, it is exciting to know and to see that we absolutely, I believe with all my heart, we are looking at a generation that is alive in the planet today that is fulfilling what Jesus said when he said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass on the earth, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. So again, all these volcanic eruptions taking place in the earth, it agrees with Romans 8, with the groanings of the earth, the travailing of the earth and birth pangs. It agrees with the prophecies of Jesus. Peter said that the second judgment will not be one of water, but it will be one of fire that is a renovating fire that will go through the earth. And isn't it interesting that now you have scientists and volcanologists and these experts they're finding these things that are not disagreeing with prophecy, but is absolutely agreeing with Bible prophecy. So guys, these are exciting times that we're seeing, that we're living in, that we're experiencing. I know people, they see these things, they hear these things, they get nervous, they get full of anxiety, they get full of worry. And again, if you're in the Word, you're on fire for God, you're studied up, and you're watching, then you know that these things are not to be fearful. These things are not to entice fear and worry and anxiety, but they are to remind you that, and I'm going to agree with the scientists, that, quote, time is running out. And that the end of the age is upon us. So what manner of holiness should we be living in? What manner of lifestyle should we be living in? If this sounds familiar, I'm quoting to you what Peter said. What manner of persons ought we to be if we know that the day of the Lord is approaching? Come on, if you're listening, you're watching, you're listening by Apple, you're listening by Spotify, you're watching by Rumble, YouTube, Facebook Live. If you're straddling the fence, you're living in lukewarmness, you're living in a backslidden state, you're living in compromise. Friends, again, I don't know how many more signs we need, how many warnings, how many indicators, how many red flags can be put out there to let you know that time is running out and time is of the essence and today is the day unto salvation and it's time to stop playing games. So listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's going to be our main website. We ask that you bookmark that site. Again, we want you to download our free app. That's how you're going to keep up with our ministry. It's available on Apple and Android. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go. Listen, if you're watching this, you're listening to this day, and you say, well, Brother Ricky, I'm one of those individuals. I'm lukewarm. I'm apathetic. I'm complacent. I'm lackadaisical. I'm just kind of like, yeah, whatever, whatever, whatever be, whatever be. If that's you, friend, that is not what God wants for you. It's not what God wants for me. It's not what God wants for any of us. He wills that we would be all in or not in. He said, I'd rather you be either red hot or ice cold, but be not lukewarm because it makes me want to spew you out of my mouth. That's in the book of Revelation. That is not my terms. That's not what I made up. That's what the book of Revelation said. That's what Jesus said to the churches of Asia. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray for you guys that are watching and listening. If you're in that state, I pray that the Holy Spirit would go through this camera, go through this microphone. He would enter into your home, enter into your office, your space, your vehicle, wherever you're at. I pray that he quickens you, he challenges you, and he quickens your spirit to a place of repentance and where which you would get right with God, that you would get your heart right with him, that you would repent of your sins, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and put your faith and trust in him so that no matter what may come in the future, we will be ready, we'll be watchful, and we will not be caught off guard no matter what comes our way. Come on, and it's in the name of Jesus. All God's people said amen and amen. Guys, listen, again, we love you guys. We appreciate you. Again, thank you so much for coming back on here. It's good to be back with you guys again in the studio here on Thursday on November the 16th. Listen, if you guys are blessed by our ministry, don't forget to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app. That's the easiest way, by the donate button at the bottom of the app, or you can give through the main website right there on your screen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Or you, if you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that simply by making it out to End Time Headlines. That's going to be P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia. That's going to be 30655. Guys, again, I told you, if you have our app, there is some issues going on with these little, their pop-ups that come up. And from now, our tech team's working on this. And from what I understand, it's not our website. It's not our app. So please, we saw some people spreading rumors around saying that our app is causing people's phones to crash and it's a virus and it's hacked. And listen, our site is not hacked. It's not causing virus. This is spam. Everybody is susceptible to this. Apple users, Android users. The best thing you do is you put these pop-up blockers. My phone has it. I have an iOS or an Apple phone. If you go into settings, there's a pop-up blocker. You just turn it on. That's going to solve a lot of problems right there. But for you guys who have Android or who are Android users, you got to get you a virus protection software. Turn off the pop-ups, and that's going to resolve all this. Again, it's not on our side. It's not our app. It's not our website. We just want to let you know that most people don't have problems with this that understand this concept. There is a handful of people out there that just, they consistently have these problems. And when I've done research on this, I discover that, again, it's on their end. They don't have things set in order to help them with that. You got to turn on all these security things, and that's going to resolve that issue. So I hope that helps you out if you're listening to this. On whatever platform you're listening, you have our app and you go to our website and you see that happening, That's what these full screen pop up ads, like a McAfee, I believe it is, virus scan or scanning your phone or something from a cable provider, whatever, and it's a full screen. And if it does come up, guys, all you got to do is just close out the screen and then go back, and you should be fine. Again, turn off those pop up ad block or turn on those pop up ad blockers. Get you some virus protection, all that, and that's going to resolve probably 99.5% or whatever of this. So again, we want to let you know that. We again, don't forget to subscribe to us, guys, on all these social media networks. We're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Rumble. You can find us. That's our alternative video platform source, is our Rumble channel. You can go there and find us. Just type in End Time Headlines, look for our official ETH logo. Not sure if there's counterfeits out there. One of the ways you can find out if it's counterfeits, just look at the content, guys. That's going to give it away right away. They're not going to post content from us. They're not going to post our videos, our podcasts, all this. They're going to scam you by private messaging you and doing all this nonsense, trying to get you to invest in cryptocurrencies and all of that stuff. We don't do that. We don't send you private emails trying to get you to invest in this and that and this. So again, that's one of the ways you can discover real quick that it's not us. So guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be back here November 17, Friday night. Same time, same place, same channel, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, with another great broadcast. We got a lot to talk about for the next week or so. So we're going to kick it off again, or we're going to come back on here tomorrow night. We'll take off Saturday, Sunday. We'll be back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday next week. So until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.